Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price. I'm happy to say it's Inspirational Truth once again, and I once again to greet you as always in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And in saying that, you know what I'm going to say. If you've heard me any time at all, I want Him to be your Savior. He can be your Savior. In fact, Luke 19 and 10 tells us that Jesus, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Oh, you can change your position today, and I encourage you to. In light of the message God has laid on my heart, friend, I encourage you to. As a matter of fact, if I were you, I wouldn't even wait till, if I was lost, I wouldn't even wait to see what I'm going to preach today. Wouldn't wait to see what scripture I'm going to read. Wouldn't wait to hear what song Debbie's going to sing. If I were you, I'd get on my face before God and say, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Save me now, Lord. Save me now." You say, "Why, preacher?" Well, listen, friend. Life is fleeting. Do you hear me? I mean to tell you, we have no guarantee of the next moment, let alone the next day. People drop dead with heart attacks all the time. I mean to tell you, accidents happen and people are thrust into eternity quickly. Boy, I'll tell you what, the sad part of it is, they go there unprepared when they could be prepared. Oh, one of these days, the door is going to be shut. And that's what I'm going to talk about out of the book of Genesis, chapter 7. I'm going to give you the text for my message, and I don't always do that. Sometimes I feel led to, and this is one of the days I do. I'm going to talk about the day the door was shut. The day the door was shut. Doesn't that do something to startle you and stir you even right now? The day the door was shut. Well, I'll tell you what, friend. When that happened on the ark that day, everybody on the outside, they may not have realized it initially, but they understood it eventually. That meant their demise. That meant their death. Well, Deb's got a song she's wanting to sing. The title of it is A Promise. And, I'll tell you, I started the wrong song, but I'm going to back up and get that right. That's a good song that I was going to do. Instead of starting over on this whole program, I'm just going to correct it and tell you, here it is. It's A Promise. Goes along with the message God has laid on my heart. You enjoy. When Debbie's done, I'll be back for the message.
When you see a rainbow spread across the sky, that is God's
Well, I'll tell you what, friend, He keeps His Word, and you can never doubt that God keeps His Word. Man fails, may have good intention, but man fails, but God always, I mean to tell you, always keeps His Word. And God is yea and amen. In the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, chapter 7, I'm going to read seven verses. Verses 1 through 5, verse 15 and 16. This is what the Word of God says. And the Lord said unto Noah, come down all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and the female, and his female. And of the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth for 7 days. For yet 7 days I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that God commanded him. I want you to notice that, friend. That meant the difference between Noah living and Noah dying. Do you hear me? That meant the difference, friend, of Noah and his family living or dying. And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him to do. I'm going to tell you today, friend, I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to seek God. I encourage you to run to Him and now and say, oh God, I'm a sinner. Save me for Christ's sake. I believe what Jesus did when He died at Calvary, He did for me. And God, I want You to save me so I can live for You. And the Bible goes on in verse 15 and 16. And they, speaking about Noah, his sons and their wives, went in unto Noah in the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. Now watch this. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And watch this startling statement. And the Lord shut him in. I'm going to talk to you again about the day the door was shut. What an amazing story. What an amazing time it was in the days of Noah. And I want you to know something, friend, one of the reasons that I'm preaching this message that I am today, Christ likened the day of Noah to the days that would be prior to His second coming. They would be like the days of Noah. And He also said, like the days of Lot. But I'm going to deal with Noah today. We are, I believe, living in the last days. The last days when Jesus, bless God, said He was going to come. He told us what they would look like. And I don't know about you, but friend, it's seemingly today to me when I began to look out and see what I see, it seems very possible, highly possible, that Jesus could come any day and that we are living in the last days. And I know the last days extends from the day that Christ came out from among the dead at His resurrection, even to His second coming. But I'll tell you, I believe that we're in the last part of the last days. Don't you? Listen, it's the day of grace that we live in. It's a special dispensation, I believe. And yet, I believe all dispensations were special. But this one is in a special way, in a mighty way. And it's lasted right now for better than 2,000 years. But you know what I'm afraid? I'm afraid that people have taken it for granted, and I'm afraid that they wrongly believe that it'll last forever. God is a God of grace. In fact, the Word of God says that He is the God of all grace. But I'm going to tell you what, friend, judgment's coming. God said it was, and God said He would judge the world in righteousness through His Son Jesus, whom He had raised up from the dead. But I'm going to tell you, friend, listen, although we're living in the grace dispensation, this age of the church, this day of grace is going to end, and God's going to shut the door someday. The door of mercy will close. There's no question about that. The only question is, will you be ready? Will you be in? Will you get on the inside of the ark? Will you be in Christ Jesus? The door of mercy will close. No question about that. Let me say it again. But the only question is, will it close for you? before you come to know Christ as your Savior. I beg not. I pray not. Oh, I hope not for you. Listen, the day that we live in, the day that Noah lived in, was a day of unbelief. It was a day when men mocked God and thumbed their nose at God. It was a day that they would laugh and scoff and scorn, oh Noah, and oh, I wish I had time maybe to explain that and try to describe that, but I don't because my time is so limited. I want you to know they failed to believe and they continued to mock until the door was closed. Until the door was shut, until the rain began to fall, until God's judgment, His righteous judgment, was unleashed on that wicked apostate generation. But oh, it was too late then. It was too late then. You know, the creation hadn't taken place that long in the past, hadn't been that many years before God had created man in His likeness and in His image. Hadn't been that long ago since man was living in the dispensation of innocence in that place of perfection. It hadn't been that long before man had came to the depraved state, in such a decayed state, in such a place that God had to send a disaster upon the earth and in many ways start over again. Oh, I'm telling you, friend. I'm telling you, things were bad. Man had degenerated to a depraved state that God said, listen, it's become so amazingly low that I've got to destroy mankind from off the face of the earth. And I want you to know, friend, the day of Noah, the day of Noah, the state of man, and that day when God brought judgment upon the world, upon mankind, and that He had created, and He had created initially in His likeness and in His image, then it came to the place, to the characteristics of that day that paralleled the characteristics of our day. God said, I'm bringing it to an end. I'm bringing it to an end. 7 days before God shut the door, He called Noah and his family into the ark. Come thou, He said, Noah and thou and thy family into the ark. God was already in there. God was already in there and God knew what He was going to do. Hey, listen, friend. Noah didn't shut the door. Noah did not shut the door, but God shut the door. God shut Noah and his family in. You say, preacher, what kind of day was it? What kind of day was it when the door was shut? Isn't that an amazing statement, friend, to think that God brought a generation to its end, to where there was no hope? The only thing left for them after the door was shut was destruction, was the righteous judgment of Almighty God. Can I tell you all something, friend? I believe, like I've already told you, we're living in the last days. We're living in the days of the apostasy that Paul talked about in his epistle, his second epistle to the church of Thessalonica, when he said that in the last days there had come a falling away, a great falling away, a falling away like no other falling away ever known to mankind. I believe we're in it. I believe we're living in the days of the apostasy that will precede the second coming of Christ. That age of the Laodicean church age, that day when a church will be more about man and for man than God. That age that will have Jesus Christ on the outside of the church knocking on the door to get in. I believe we're in that day. I believe we're in that day where there's willful ignorance. That's what Peter said when he was writing his last epistle there in the second letter that he had written. And listen to what he says. He said, this second epistle, beloved, I write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which are spoken before of the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Watch this. knowing this verse, that there shall come scoffers in the last days, scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they are willingly ignorant of. Oh, friend, I'll tell you, we're living in that time when men are willfully ignorant about what is happening and what can be seen and should be seen, ought to be considered, can be considered. Oh, I believe apostasy, friend, turning away from what men know to be true to that which they know not to be true is rampant. We're in this think not generation. Jesus said, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour and a time when you think not. Men aren't thinking about their destiny, their eternity. They're not thinking about, friend, eternal things. They're so wrapped up and involved with the here and the now and how they can have their wicked and depraved desires met immediately. Listen, friend, in the day of Noah, there were social dilemmas that abounded. And in the day that we're living in, they are now. You look at what mankind is trying to do with marriage. In the United States of America, you look under the Obama administration, what they tried to do to marriage. They did, according to the Supreme Court, they did redefine it. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. God defined marriage in the beginning. And the Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. I want you to know God made marriage for one man and one woman. It was Adam and Eve, and like you've heard many times, not Adam and Steve. I want you to know, friend, there were social dilemmas that abounded in Noah's day, like unnatural affection. Do you hear me? Pornography. I was off the charts of that day, according to what scholars tell me and teach me about what they have found in that time. All social dilemmas are abounding in this day and in this age. Look at what's going on. Have the making of this program with Donald Trump's, where Donald Trump is a president and his administration is leading our nation. My. Did you ever think you'd see such divide in a nation that's supposed to be, well, I don't know how I could really define it, but they're supposed to be intelligent. Man, there's more vitriol hatred coming out of people that disagree with each other from the left. There's no longer a good, solid debate. Nobody, it seems like, wants to sit down and consider different ideas. They say, listen, if you don't agree with me, you're wrong. You can shut up. You can go to the devil, and they'll tell you that, friend. They'll tell you that, and it's going to get worse. Do you hear me? Unless America turns back to God, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. Listen, in the days of Noah, listen, friend, in the days of Noah, before the door was shut, listen, they expected instant gratification. That's what we've got today, is it not? We've got computers that we carry in our pockets and hold in our hands, and they react in milliseconds. And if they don't do it as quickly as we think, we get a little impatient, do we not? Listen, that generation, this generation, had no concern about eternal issues. They only thought of what they could get here and now. They wanted to be satisfied immediately with their physical needs, their morally corrupt desires, friend, their lust. They wanted immediate satisfaction. They had no thoughts, no concern, no care about the then and the there, the eternal side of man, that which lives long beyond the grave. All they were concerned about is what they could get now and how they could get it now. And violence was universal. Boy, you look around at terrorism. In the book of Genesis 6, there's two verses that has the word violets in it, verse 9 and 11, and I'm not looking at it. I guess I could turn a page and find out which two verses it is. It is verse 11, and it is verse 11, and where's the other one at? Verse 13, not 9 and 11, 11 and 13, the word violence there in the Hebrew is Hamas. Hey, friend, it's undeniable. Do you hear me? It's an undeniable reference to terrorism. And we have foreign terrorism. We have domestic terrorism. Hey, friend, we're even seeing spiritual terrorism. Do you know that? I want you to know that violence was universal in the day of Noah when God destroyed it with water. In the day that the Lord shut the door on the ark. Not only was there violence, it was universal, there was wickedness that was abundant. And you want me to tell you something? I already mentioned apostasy. That's the first point of the message. You know that the only, according to the Word of God, the only remedy for apostasy is judgment. And when God judges, He doesn't apologize. When God does what He does, because He is holy, because all of His judgments are true and righteous altogether. When God shuts the door and it becomes too late for you, sir, too late for you, ma'am, God won't open it back up, stick His head in and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I left you outside." You gotta get in. Listen, the day of Noah, it was a decadent society. You say, "What's decadent, preacher?" Well, it's past feeling. They were shameless. I mean to tell you, they didn't think anything was wrong. A decadent means it was characterized by decay, by decline, by self-indulgence, by moral corruption. Doesn't that sound like America? Can I give you the definition again of decadent? It's characterized by decay. We're decaying, friend. I'll tell you, spiritually and morally, we're rotten to the bone in America. We're decaying, and there is a stench that's risen to the nostrils of God Almighty in heaven. We're on a decline. We're not going up. We're not evolving. We're devolving, friend. And I'm telling you, it's headed us to judgment. There's a bunch of self-indulgent people that they think of only themselves. They think of only their own gratification for moral, immoral practices and needs and desires. How to fulfill their lust and how to fulfill its growing edge from day to day. They were morally corrupt in that day. Remember the Bible said that the thoughts of their heart was evil continually. They were a depraved society. They were morally corrupt. They were perverted. They were abnormal in their sexual behavior. And so are we today. And I know that isn't popular preaching. But bless God, I'm not about popularity. I'm trying to be truthful with you and to warn you and let you know one of these days God Almighty is going to shut the door of mercy. God Almighty is going to shut that door of grace. God Almighty is going to close the door. But today, sir, today, ma'am, He's inviting you in. Do you hear me? Destruction's coming. Disaster is coming. God's judgment upon a Christ rejecting God, hating world is coming. And it was Jesus, friend, who said, "As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man." There's much debate on whether or not the flood covered the earth. How silly. I'm going to even use the word I don't use very often. How stupid people can be. The Bible said that it was universal. Do you hear me? God wiped out all living creatures upon the face of the earth. I don't know how far civilization extended, but God did. But I want you to know that from the highest peak of any mountain, the flood waters went several cubits above that. Oh, friend, listen, we're headed to an end. We're headed to a disaster. And you can avoid it. You say, "How, preacher?" Well, listen, God's prepared an ark. It's His Son. The ark that Moses built was a type of Jesus Christ. Listen, as long as Noah was in that ark, and he was in the ark throughout the whole time of testing and judgment and tribulation, and it really speaks about Israel in the time of the tribulation, but in typology, it's a picture of those who get in Christ, for those who are in the Beloved, for those who trust Christ as their Savior and trust in the finished work that He accomplished at Calvary, and those who ask God to save them, to wash their sins away in the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed, not spilled, but shed at Calvary. Hey, sir, ma'am, listen. The door, listen to this. The door is going to be shut. It's going to be shut on you someday. And the question is, what side are you going to be on? What side of the door are you going to be on? Get in today. Hurry, would you? Run to Jesus. Bow before Him. Call on Him. Cry and say, oh God, be merciful. Be merciful to me, a sinner. There's going to be a day that the door of mercy is going to be shut. You want to be on the right side. You want to be on the inside. You want to be, bless God, where the redeemed are. Would you run to Him today and say, God, I confess I'm a sinner, and right now I want to trust You as my Savior. Save me for Christ's sake, oh God, that I may serve You in the name of Jesus. If you'll pray and ask God to save you, if you'll believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
You are my Savior.
Until the next time, folks.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.